This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday. Oh my gosh, it's hump day already. You're already over halfway done with the week. I hope you have a smile on your face. We have an amazing show for you tonight. And here's some of what we have on tap. We're going to begin the show talking about language. With all this Hunter Biden stuff coming down, we're going to discuss language today. We'll talk about whether people who vote Democrat exist in a Democrat world, whether they realize what's happening all around them, or are they ignoring it. We're going to talk about how the system works. I have an update for you on the COVID task force. 200 more million for Ukraine. The governor of Iowa won't remove a Satan statue. And Southwest Airlines is giving out free seats to fat people. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And it's going to be fun because I am in a good mood. Now, let's start with a movie. Stop. You know, I don't do a lot of pop culture stuff on the show. It's just not my thing. Oh my gosh, the latest thing. We just don't do a lot of it. It's not something that interests me a lot. But every now and then, something will pop into my head right before the show as a good example of something. Don't worry. This is going to end up being about Hunter Biden and his business or something like that. I'm gonna play something for you. It's only like 15 seconds long. There's a movie out there. It's an older movie, probably before Jewish producer Chris's time, called Spartan. There's probably a bunch of movies called Spartan, but this particular movie has Val Kilmer in it. I should note, as a quick side note, this is one of my favorite movies, and almost nobody has seen it or even knows about it. It's a really good movie. Chris, you haven't seen it, have you? Michael, have you seen Spartan? Michael, it's legit a good movie, fellas. A really, really good movie. Anyway, Spartan is the name of the movie. And there's a scene in the very beginning, towards the beginning of the movie, where Val Kilmer, the audio kind of sucks, but you'll hear his voice. He's discussing fighting, knife fighting, killing with one of his subordinates. And the conversation goes like this.
What you got you teaching here, young sergeant?
Edged weapons, sir. Knife fighting.
Don't you teach them knife fighting? You teach them to kill. That way they meet some city knife fighting, they send his soul to hell. It's all in the mind, sergeant. That's where the battle's won.
In case you couldn't hear, what are you teaching here, sergeant? She says, edged weapons, knife fighting. He says, you don't teach them knife fighting. You teach them to kill. Then when they meet someone who studied knife fighting, well, he said, send their soul to hell, but you get the idea. Language. Language matters. Language matters a lot in life. And the communist does language better than we do language. And it's not because we're not capable, and it's not because he's smarter than we are. It's just because we don't focus on it. When the communist speaks, he is purposeful with his language. He doesn't speak accidentally. He's purposeful with his language. Hunter Biden is in the news, obviously, and I'm going to play almost all of Hunter Biden's comments today, and we'll break down the real meaning behind them. We're going to do a lot of that in the first hour. I should have let you all know you've got a little bit of history coming at the beginning of the second hour. We're going to do some of that, but I'm going to break down the Hunter Biden stuff, but I want to play something else for you first to show you an example of language, an excellent use of language. Listen to Joe Biden, listen to various people, I think it's mostly Biden here, talking about the economy. Listen to this.
I think, American workers and the whole economy is going to grow in a way that we haven't seen it grow in a long time. This is the time for us to move, so.
Today, the U.S. has the highest economic growth rate, leading the world economies.
What you're seeing is enormous growth in the country. Even with the pandemic, We've generated a record job creation, a record economic growth in this country.
What can you do to prevent a recession?
Continue to grow the economy. And we're growing the economy. It's growing in a way that hasn't in years and years.
Grow the economy, grow the economy, grow the economy. We're going to grow the economy, grow the economy, grow the economy. Why focus on that? Why be perfect? This is going to come back to Hunter. Stay with me. Why focus on that? Because they're well aware that you know the economy sucks. They're aware the job market sucks. They're aware that you can't afford eggs, you can't afford tires, you can't afford gas, you can't afford to go on vacation, you can't afford a plane ticket. They are aware of those things. So they don't talk about those things. Instead, they focus on the one thing they know will happen. America is such a big country, no matter what happens, the economy's gonna grow over a year or 2 year span. That doesn't mean you'll have any more money or a better standard of living, but the economy will grow. So instead of focusing on inflation or the price of gas or things like that, they talk about growing the economy.
I think, American workers and the whole economy is going to grow in a way that we have.
Grow the economy. You heard Janet Yellen last night. I played this cut for you. Again, the communist is purposeful with his language. He chooses language and then uses language.
So you've said you see a soft landing as the most likely outcome for the economy. Is that, do I have that right?
Yes, in the sense that to me, a soft landing is the economy continues to grow, the labor market.
Of course, the economy's going to grow. The soft landing, it's going to grow. Language. Now, Hunter Biden is not only in the news today, and we're about to get into that. Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, they're going to be in the news. Once you start handing out subpoenas, impeachment inquiries, things like that, now what you're going to have is an elevated level of coverage of these things. I'm going to play something for you. And I want you to understand what you're hearing is not only the wrong language, it's very purposeful, and you better guard against it.
Not been able to provide any concrete evidence that Joe Biden personally profited from his son Hunter's overseas business, but they are going to try again.
From Hunter's overseas business? Hunter Biden's overseas business? I have seen this time and time and time again from reporters on the right, from elected representatives on the right. Here's a congressman right here, Hunter Biden's business interests. Here's another congressman, Hunter Biden's business interests. Here's a separate, this one's actually Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, Hunter Biden's foreign business associates. Over and over and over again, referencing Hunter Biden's business, Hunter Biden's overseas business, Hunter Biden this, Hunter Biden that, Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden's a nobody. Hunter Biden doesn't have a business. Hunter Biden has nothing. He is nothing. He is, by any measure, a loser. He's 50-some years old. Has spent his entire life either abandoning his own children, the ultimate mark of a loser, or he's spent millions of dollars on prostitutes and drugs. Millions. Hunter Biden is a nobody. Hunter Biden doesn't have a business, a foreign business or a domestic business. It's Joe Biden's business. Joe Biden's business. Sammy the Bull Gravano, it wasn't his family. It was John Gotti's family. When Sammy the Bull was being interviewed, when he was being deposed in the famous John Gotti trials and things like that, they never once did a single entity refer to Sammy the Bull Gravano's business or Sammy the Bull Gravano's family. Why? Because it wasn't his family. It was John Gotti's family. If I start a cheeseburger restaurant, world famous Jesse Kelly Cheeseburgers, and it's my recipe and I'm the boss and I'm the owner, and Jewish producer Chris decides to work with me as a delivery man, and of course he'd probably also work in accounting. It will never once be referred to as Chris's business. It will always be my business. And if we get caught in some gigantic scam, that we've been swindling people out of money, which you know we would do, Chris. Never once would people refer to Chris's business. Joe Biden is the one who had things to sell. It is Joe Biden's business, and language matters a lot. Repeat it over, over, and over again. All right? Now, let's also discuss that as we go into these Hunter comments and things like that. What was Joe's business? Why do all these millions come back into the Biden family? Before we get to that, let's get to this. Maybe the problem isn't just a lack of GOP strength. Maybe it's a lack of focus. Do you lack focus as you get older? Maybe your mood's getting a little low. Maybe you find yourself as a 40, 50-year-old man daydreaming a lot more than you used to. Can't focus. You know that testosterone affects your mind, right? It's not just your body that needs it. A man's mind must have testosterone levels where they should be. As our society gets low T, we get dumber. Wrap your mind around that. And less logical. You know you need it for logical thinking. Go get on a male vitality stack from Chalk, gentlemen. No matter your age, a male vitality stack from Chalk. Ladies, don't worry, you're not left out. Female vitality stacks for you and Christmas specials across the website. All the natural herbal supplements, everything on sale. 'Tis the season, after all. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. You're going to get yourself a little bit of history about 45 minutes from now. We will get to a bunch of emails tonight. The COVID task force, where are they now? We're going to talk about how the system works, break down the Hunter Biden's comments here in just a second. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Just remember, language matters. The communist uses the language he uses for a reason. It matters. Now, speaking of language mattering, let's break down in a way that we don't really do this a lot, but I thought it was a fascinating press conference. Let's break down this Hunter Biden press conference he gave today. Essentially, a Hunter Biden speech is what it was. Now, just to clarify, in case you're just now tuning in, it's my job as a journalist to inform people, Chris. Anyway, Hunter Biden was told, not asked, told, you need to come speak to the House of Representatives. You need to come in here and you need to answer for some of the things you've done. Hunter Biden refused.
We think he should come in. And so, and if he doesn't, we're gonna move forward with contempt proceedings. There's a process we have to follow, but we plan to do that.
What did they want from Hunter Biden privately? Well, when you call Hunter Biden in privately, what they're trying to do, for one, is the appearance of doing this the right way, of being upstanding about it. Yes, Hunter Biden will be on the record. There's no question about that. He will come in and on the record, off camera, speak to the GOP about the crimes they have. Or they have evidence of the crimes. There's no getting out of this. He committed all these crimes. Come in and answer these questions. But here's the thing. And this is something the right should learn. The communists have mastered this, but the right has not. There are battles and there are battlefields that should be avoided. I don't know how the GOP or the American right got fooled into this, into thinking that they should wade into every battlefield, wade into every battle, but no great general in history waded into every battle. Or every battlefield. Many generals throughout history have looked at this battlefield or the condition of his troops here and realized, no, 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 no. This is not beneficial to me. Therefore, I will move on to different battlefields, ones that are advantageous to me. The communist understands that going behind closed doors when you're a criminal where they've documented your crimes and answering questions on the record is going to put him in a bad place. So you don't go behind closed doors. You give a speech out in the open, a speech that we have several different cuts of because it was so well written and well done. Now, pause on that for a moment before I begin playing it. Did I say I agreed with the speech? Did I say he was telling the truth in the speech? Did I say Hunter Biden was a smart man? No. I didn't say any of those things. The speech was well done because Hunter Biden, an obvious criminal, is trying to fight on ground that he controls. Let's begin.
I'm here today to answer at a public hearing any legitimate question.
It's not a public hearing. Oh, there's going to be a lot of pausing. Just bear with me. Already, right off the bat, that's masterful. What he's doing right here is not a public hearing. It's a press conference. It's not even really that. It's a speech. So why use that language? Again, this is a lesson on language for you and me. I always need language improvement too. We always do. Why come out with that right off the bat? A public hearing. He doesn't want to appear like he's avoiding a hearing, of course. No, I would never avoid a hearing. I just want my hearing to be in public so everybody can see the truth. Very, very well done. Very well done.
Chairman Comer and the House Oversight Committee may have for me. I'm here today to make sure that the House Committee's illegitimate investigations of my...
Illegitimate investigations. Right off the bat, illegitimate. The investigations themselves are illegitimate. Well done. I accidentally pressed stop. So now we're going to have to listen to the whole thing.
I'm here today to answer at a public hearing any legitimate questions Chairman Comer and the House Oversight Committee may have for me. I'm here today to make sure that the House Committee's illegitimate investigations of my family do not proceed on distortions, manipulated evidence, and lies.
Manipulated evidence. You're going to hear and see that a lot, that term. That is a term trial lawyers, I have trial lawyers who listen to the show, they'll email me backing me up on this. By the way, you can email me whatever. Oh, I should mention tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. Get your questions emailed in now, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Anyway, the lawyers misinterpreted evidence, manipulated evidence. What they're doing is prepping you, prepping the ground, prepping the public for the very damaging, very real, very true evidence that is going to come out. When you know your client is on video with a gun in the clerk's face, the gas station clerk's face, saying, "Give me all your money." When you know that video is out there and you know the public is going to see it, you try to get ahead of that by saying, "This manipulated video, this video taken out of context. He was very clearly playing water guns. He was playing squirt guns with the gas station clerk, and they have manipulated the video to make my client look bad." Don't worry. We're going to continue on with all the Hunter Biden stuff today and so much more. Before we do that, let's save two lives tonight. Two lives. Or as many as you can. We had somebody email in, gave $140 to Preborn. Preborn does this a lot. What is that? That's a fiver. Remember an ultrasound? That ultrasound costs $28. It goes to a woman about to have an abortion. When she hears the heartbeat, she chooses life. For $140, you normally get five of them. Five lives walking the planet because of you. They got a matching grant. These things are wonderful. What does that mean? What they take in now, Christmas season, is matched. So your $140 didn't buy five lives. 10 people walked the planet because of what you just did. Join us in the never-ending mission of saving the lives of the unborn, of protecting those who cannot protect themselves. That's what you do. That's what Preborn does. Give what you can. It's tax deductible, man. Give whatever you can. Write the daggone thing off. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you give. It is the season of giving. Give. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Jesse Kelly returns. Yeah. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I can't believe I spaced it. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday, because I'm gone Friday. Tomorrow's my last day. Get your questions in now to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. History comes up a half hour from now. We're going to spend a bunch of time with this Hunter Biden stuff. I have to pause on the Hunter Biden stuff for just a minute, though. And we have to have some hard truth here on the show. Don't roll your eyes, Chris. We have to have some hard truth here, all right? So before the show began, as you know, when you're a Greek god like me, you have to feed your body as if it's a temple. And so we eat a lot of pizza around here in the studio. And tonight, I ordered two different pizzas. I ordered a standard pizza, a large pizza, pepperoni, sausage, mushrooms, jalapenos, the works. And then I ordered a pizza that was going to be more for me. I ordered a pizza with Alfredo sauce instead of the normal pizza sauce. So it was Alfredo sauce and sausage on a pizza, all right? Alfredo sauce and sausage. And I assume, because Chris and Michael are children, that they're going to reject this delicious pizza and just stick with the normal one. And so both pizzas show up, of course. And I know you're going to find this shocking. Of course, Jewish producer Chris turns his nose up. Ew, white sauce. Oh, that's so weird. Producer Michael has a couple little snotty comments. Oh, you probably like white sauce. All these other things that were really immature. And then, after I had gotten a plate of my pizza, at one point I went back to check on the status of the two pizzas. One pizza standard, the other pizza white sauce. The white sauce pizza, let me remind you, was insulted repeatedly when the white sauce pizza got here. Look, I'm happy to put the picture up online if you'd like to see it. It's weird. There were all these insults about the white sauce pizza, but the white sauce pizza is all gone. In the normal pizza, tons of it left. Chris, can you explain that? No, you can't, can you? Don't have any explanation, do you? This is exactly like these people, these degenerates in our society who talk about Three Musketeers candy bars and act like they like it. Don't tell dirty lies about your garbage candy bar. No one likes Three Musketeers candy bars, and you know why you know that? It doesn't matter what you say. I don't want to hear what you say. I want to see what you do. And the candy bowl with the little random pieces of candy in there, you got the little mini Twix and the mini Snickers and everything else. What's the last thing left every single time? Three Musketeers. You see, once you lay it all out in front of everybody, it don't lie. It don't lie. You can't manipulate the truth, Chris. It doesn't matter what language you use like the communists do. It doesn't matter how you try to manipulate things. The truth is in the empty pizza box, my friend. Anyway, let's get back to Hunter Biden's presser.
And I'm here today to acknowledge that I've made mistakes in my life and wasted opportunities and privileges I was afforded. For that, I'm responsible. For that,
I'm responsible. What's this portion of the press conference for? This is not some kind of apology. This is a pitch for sympathy. A pitch for sympathy from the American people. And everyone knows you get that sympathy when you own it.
I'm accountable. And for that, I'm making amends.
Now let's move on to this part, and I love this part. Again, language. Language matters. It matters a lot. He has just painted himself. He's introduced himself. I screwed up. I made some mistakes. Now it's time for him to label and paint his enemies. And that's politics. Remember, if this stuff makes you feel icky, I understand that. Politics is an icky business. That doesn't mean we abstain from it just because it's icky. We have to wade into it. Politics is labeling yourself and it's labeling your opponent. Labeling yourself, labeling your opponent. Have you ever said something like, I don't like these negative ads? Okay, fine. Set that aside. That's for nursery rhymes in kindergarten. In real life, you have to label your opponent. You have to paint him in a certain brush, with a certain brush, I should say. Now it's time for Hunter Biden to do some painting, which this is the only good painting he does.
But I'm also here today to correct how the MAGA right has portrayed me for their political...
Which right? Which right is that? I mean, Donald Trump is not in power. Donald Trump is just a former president who's currently being indicted by every court in the country. He's not in power, and he's certainly not in charge in the House. Yet, listen to Hunter Biden.
But I'm also here today to correct how the MAGA right has portrayed me for
the MAGA right. Remember, they have built a demon idol in Donald Trump. Your liberal Aunt Peggy, Hunter Biden, everyone in between. Year after year after year of media Democrat conditioning over and over and over again. Hollywood got in on it. Sports, everybody, every part of the system. Now it is baked into the cake. About 2/3 of this country thinks Donald Trump's the Antichrist. That's why whenever they run up against a problem they don't like, they label it MAGA. It's a MAGA this, extremist MAGA, 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 MAGA. First, they turn MAGA poisonous in the minds of the American people. Now they take everything that's against them and label it MAGA. It's simply a tactic. That's all.
Their political purposes. I am first and foremost a son, a father, a brother, and a husband.
Son, a father, a brother, and a husband. Well, wasn't very much of a father when he was sitting in those child support hearings for the child he had with the stripper that his family didn't even acknowledge until recently. Nevertheless, you got to paint yourself as the family man.
From a loving and supportive family.
Yes, very loving family. The Bidens are an extremely loving family. After all, I've read Ashley's diary.
I'm proud to have earned degrees from Georgetown University and Yale Law School.
Man, what an indictment of Georgetown and Yale.
I'm proud of my legal career and business career. I'm proud of my time serving on a dozen different boards of directors. And I'm proud of my efforts to forge global business relationships.
Yes, forge global business relationships. Now, that's the part I wanted to get to because it's the part about what Joe Biden is selling. We talked about this earlier, so let's talk about this. Before we move on to the other Hunter Biden stuff, why does money flow into the Biden family? Why is Joe Biden able to solicit so many bribes for the Biden family? The bribes are really for him. Don't get me wrong. You have to pay your brother. You have to pay your son. You have to pay your cousin. You have to pay your brother's cousin's dog's uncle, all these shell companies they set up. You have to pay them. You have to pay your employees. John Gotti had to pay his capos, his soldiers. Nevertheless, the money is going to John after everyone else gets a little taste of it. Same thing works with Joe. But why does Joe Biden, why does he get these bribes? This is what so many people will refuse to focus on. What are they selling? What are they selling? And this is the important part. It's really important for you and me because it's important for the American people to understand the government we have. Joe Biden is now and always was selling your stuff. You don't need to think about Joe Biden as a president. You need to think about him as a fence. You ever watch a bank robbery movie? We're going to steal a bunch of jewels and we're going to need a fence. What's a fence? He's a guy you can bring the jewels to and he'll get you some money. Joe Biden's a fence for your money. I'll discuss that before we get back to the Hunter stuff in a moment, before I do this. I'm a fence for Pure Talk. Wait, that didn't come out right. I don't want to put it that way. Either way, Pure Talk's like the best mobile company out there. And they're the best because they're patriotic. It's not just the service. I love the customer service. I love that they hire Americans based in America. So when you deal with Pure Talk, you deal with someone who speaks English. I love that. I really genuinely do. But that's not why I love them. They fought for this country. Their CEO was a veteran. They're so veteran focused. While Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile give to every commie cause out there, Pure Talk deals with veteran suicide. Isn't that freaking awesome? Imagine feeling good about paying your cell phone bill. Who gets to do that? You do if you switch to Pure Talk. You don't sacrifice coverage, same great 5G network. All you have to do is pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Not only will you save a fortune, that saves you an extra 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can download the whole show, iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. All the podcasts are free because the best things in life are free. That's actually not true. That's a total lie. You have to pay for the best things, except for the Jesse Kelly Show. That's a good thing, and it happens to be free. So go download that. Now, what is the Joe Biden family business? What is he selling? Well, he's selling your money. That's the real nitty-gritty of this that I can't believe no one else gets into this. That's the worst part of it. You went to work today, and for a quarter of your day, you worked for the federal government. The money you earned, the federal government will steal from your paycheck, and what will they do with it? Well, that's where the Biden family comes in. That's when Joe Biden steps in and he says, "Hey, Bob, man, I really appreciate that work you put in today at the plant. Thanks for my 25%. Hey, Chin, come on over here. I not only robbed Bob's paycheck today, I robbed all the Bob's paycheck and the Barbara's, and I have this huge pot of American taxpayer money. And listen, Chin, I'm going to give you access to this huge pot of money. No, I'm going to give you a bunch of it. All right. But hey, Chin, I need you to pay me back some of it, though. I know that's simplistic, but that's the truth. And that's the real scandal. And it amazes me more people aren't outraged by it. Joe Biden, when he was essentially, as vice president, when he was essentially put in charge of China, that's when the donations, the gifts, the, I don't know what you want to call them, large checks began to flow back from China into his family's coffers. So Joe Biden got elected and promptly found ways to send your taxpayer money to communist China, and communist China in turn cut him a small piece of it. That's why Joe Biden gets bribed. That's why Hunter Biden ends up with an $83,000 a month job on an energy board for Burisma in Ukraine. Why would they do that? Do you think an energy company is just in the business of paying dirtballs $83,000 a month and probably a couple hookers as a bonus? Do you think they're just do you think it's a common business practice that they just hand that money out? Of course it's not common. They get money back for it. Joe Biden. So how does that work? Well, here's how it works. Congress, because they're useless and pathetic, they'll pass concept money. Okay, so there's a gigantic bill. What are we going to call this bill? The Swindle Act. We'll call it the Swindle Act. It's going to pass Congress tomorrow. Don't worry, this is a hypothetical world, but this is how it actually works. And the Swindle Act is a big omnibus bill, of course. What does omnibus mean? It means they're taking a bunch of totally separate subjects and throwing it in one big bill. Therefore, everyone just gets mad for 30 seconds, then forgets about it. Now, here in the Swindle Act, what they've done is they've designated $200 million for Joe Biden's White House. And what's that $200 million going to go to? That $200 million is dedicated for cancer research in Rwanda. Pretty good stuff, right? Hey, here's $200 million in Bob and Barbara's money. This is going to research cancer in Rwanda. Sounds good. Oh my gosh, we'll probably cure cancer for that. Except Joe Biden as president or vice president, he doesn't take the $200 million and then spend all kinds of time and money researching, oh, what is the best cancer treatment? What is the best organization? Joe Biden either starts an organization or, more likely, goes to existing organizations that are beholden to him or will be, the Rwanda Cancer Center. And he goes, hey, my name's Joe. I've got I've got $200 million in American taxpayer money. You do some really great work here at the Rwanda Cancer Center. How'd you like $50 million from the United States taxpayer? Sounds good, right? Okay, well, here, I'm glad you want that. Here's a check for $50 million. I'll be happy to give you this check as soon as my son's business, he runs a consulting firm. Have you heard that? He'd like to do some consulting with you guys, some legal work on the side. As soon as $5 million shows up in the bank account of his consulting business, then this $50 million check from the American taxpayer will make its way into your research center. That is how it works. And that is why Joe Biden is so rich. And this is not unique to Biden, you should know. This isn't even unique to Democrats. This is why these people in Congress repeatedly beat the stock market. This is why these people in Congress repeatedly beat guys like Warren Buffett when it comes to figuring out which stocks are going to pop and which ones are going to just go down in flames. They do this. All of them do this. That jerkwater congressman from your area who just got $50 million for a brand new airport. We're going to rebuild JFK. $50 million to rebuild JFK. You understand that there's a good chance a portion of that money is getting right back into his bank account, right? No, the government's not going to write him a direct check. That would, of course, be corruption. Instead, his brother's cousin's uncle runs the concrete company that gets the contract to do all the concrete for the brand new JFK airport. Oh, wow, look at that. My congressman makes $165,000 a year, and he drives a $110,000 a year Mercedes. That is what Joe Biden is selling. That's the Joe Biden family business, and that's the real evil, despicable corruption of it all. The Joe Biden business is money he stole from you. It's money these people steal from your paycheck and my paycheck every single day we go to work. They take our money. They hand it out to anyone, foreign and domestic, I should point out, who will find a way to get some of that money back in their hands. The federal government is exactly like the Italian mafia that, ironically, the federal government tore down and sent to prison. They run the exact same extortion racket. That's the truth. We're stopping with the Hunter Biden stuff, and we're going to do a little bit of history because I promised it to you. Then we'll come back to Hunter and all kinds of things. Now, I know what you're sitting there thinking. I know what you're thinking right now. I know. You're sitting there thinking, Jesse, you're my hero. And that's true, obviously. I know that's true. What, Chris? It is true. I'm certainly Chris's hero. But even though I'm your hero, I can't be there for you when that mugger sticks a gun in your face. I can't be there for you when you're out jogging in your little jog bra and some very evil man decides he wants to assault you horribly. I can't be there for you, but Hero Gun can. Hero Arrow can. These Hero Arrows, they're just little things. It's shaped like a TV remote. It's non-lethal, so you don't need a concealed carry permit for it. It shoots this pepper gel blasted right in somebody's face. Just, oh, it's brutal. And everything right now can be found at hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount. No concealed carry permit. It fits in a little pocket, a little purse, a little whatever. hero2020.com. Code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
This is an iHeart podcast.